From somewhere in the bayous, almost live, it's the Swamp Swami audio podcast. And here's the star of your show, Swamp Swami.
It's the college football playoffs, and it's not just for the big teams. One year ago, you might remember that big conundrum as to why 13-0 Florida State had been passed up by an 11-1 Alabama for that fourth and final college football playoff spot. The overlords in college football said, "Don't worry, Florida State fans, next year we're going to have a 12-team playoff so the Seminoles won't be left out." One year later, we do indeed have that 12-team playoff system in the upper division of college football. And the only thing which has not changed has been the expected howling. This year, it will be coming from supporters of multiple schools as to why their favorite football team in this newly expanded field. Speaking for myself, the omission of last season's Florida State unbeaten team is much more deserving of our pity than any of this year's teams that are left out of Sunday's 12-team selection show. Here's something to ponder. Why does it take four additional games to determine the top college football team? It shouldn't. Let's forget about the 12-team playoffs for just a minute. What if we were still utilizing last year's 4-team playoff system? Who would make the field this year? According to the College Football Playoff's latest rankings, the four playoff teams would be 12-0 Oregon, 11-1 Texas, 11-1 Penn State, and 11-1 Notre Dame. Hey, that's a really good 4-team playoff field. The next highest ranking teams through last weekend's games would have been 10-2 Georgia, Ohio State, and Tennessee. Tough luck, guys. You lost two games this season. Better luck next year. The next top three slots at number 8 through 10 in the FBS rankings this week had gone to 11-1 teams like SMU, Indiana, and Boise State. And as much as I've enjoyed the exceptional play of those teams this season, most college football fans would agree that the quartet of Oregon, Texas, Penn State, at least perhaps Penn State, and Notre Dame have played a harder schedule this year. The 12 playoff teams are going to be announced on Sunday. Let the crying begin.
That's the story of my life. No respect.
A slate of 9 conference championship games is being played on Friday night and all day on Saturday. The College Football Playoff Committee will, on Sunday, December 8th, select and announce the lucky dozen teams receiving one of those prized playoff spots. And though I'm not a member of this elite committee, but I'd love to do it, it's a virtual lock that these 9 teams coming up are going to make the field. From the Big Ten, you'll see 12-0 Oregon, 11-1 Penn State, 11-1 Indiana, and 10-2 Ohio State. That's 4. From the SEC, let's add 2 more guaranteed locked teams, 11-1 Texas and 10-2 Tennessee. That's 6. From the ACC, 1 guaranteed spot will go to the winner of Saturday's game between 11-1 SMU and 9-3 Clemson. Also, the Big 12 winner of Saturday's game between 10-2 Arizona State and 10-2 Iowa State, they're in the field as well. Plus one more independent, 11-1 Notre Dame. That makes 9 of the 12 playoff positions. So who is going to receive those other 3 playoff spots? One playoff position must go to the highest rated Group of 5 conference team. Those are teams in the AAC, Conference USA, MAC, Mountain West, and Sun Belt conferences. Since the College Football Playoff group has Boise State this week at number 10 and UNLV of the Mountain West also at number 20, the winner of the Mountain West title game on Friday night, 7 p.m. on Fox, is going to advance to the playoffs. So that makes 10 teams. 2 are left. The number 11 spot likely goes to Georgia, win or lose on Saturday in the SEC championship. As long as the Dogs play a competitive game and losing to Texas, they are likely to make the field. That's based on Georgia's SEC runner-up status this year, plus their vast national following. Now, of course, if Georgia beats Texas, the Longhorns will still get in with a 11-2 record. Now remember, television viewers matter most to ESPN, and ESPN is paying more than $1 billion for this year's TV rights. They're going to select the teams which bring the most TV eyeballs to their competition, and that leaves one more spot in the field. Who is going to get that 12th playoff spot? And it's very tricky due to the vast number of options. Are you sitting down? Check this out. An 11-1 Army team, assuming they beat 9-3 Tulane in Friday night's AAC finale, could be it. Or an 11-1 SMU team, assuming that they lose to Clemson in the Atlantic Coast Conference championship game Saturday night. Or how about an 11-2 Boise State, assuming that they just lost to UNLV on Friday night? Or an 11-2 UL Lafayette? Yeah, the Ragin' Cajuns could win the Sun Belt title outright over Marshall on Saturday afternoon. Then there's the 10-2 Miami Hurricanes, which are not playing in the title game of the ACC this weekend. Likewise for a 10-2 BYU team. They're not playing in the Big 12 title game. Also, don't forget 10-2 Memphis. They're not playing in the Friday night AAC title game. And there's 10-3 UNLV, assuming that they lose to Boise State on Friday night. Plus the 10-3 Big 12 title loser game, either Arizona State or Iowa State, or any 9-3 team of the playoff committee's choosing. Now that includes SEC stalwarts like Alabama, Missouri, Ole Miss, and South Carolina, all are 9-3. Also available are 9-3 Syracuse of the ACC, Colorado of the Big 12, Illinois from the Big 10, Ohio University from the Mid-America Conference, and don't forget Sam Houston from Conference USA, all are 9-3. That's a lot of teams to consider, but it really comes down to an easy decision because, drum roll please, the 12th playoff spot is going to 9-3 Alabama. You know that ESPN wants Alabama's huge TV audience, and that big crimson elephant with a national following will squash those puny regional TV markets to get that final spot. Let the howling begin! After we've talked about the biggest schools, the smaller schools' playoffs are underway as well, like the FCS Small College Playoffs. For several decades, the football championship series called the FCS featured a playoff system with a 16-team field. But now with 13 conferences and 125 teams, the FCS expanded their own playoff system to a bloated 24-team competition about 10 years ago. Compare this to the large college football bowl subdivision, the FBS, with 9 conferences and 134 teams. Only 12 of their teams will make the playoffs this year, which basically means watch how quickly the FBS will expand that group of 12 to 16 or 24 teams very soon. The smaller college FCS playoff system gives a first-round bye to their top 8 seeds, and this year, the top-rated and only unbeaten team in the smaller division is 12-0 Montana State. The Grizzlies received a first-round bye, followed by North Dakota State, South Dakota State, South Dakota, University of California, Davis, Incarnate Word of San Antonio from the Southland Conference, Mercer University, and the University of Idaho. The FCS winner in recent years has come from the Dakotas. And other than Sam Houston in 2020 and James Madison back in 2016, 11 of the last 13 FCS champions have hailed from schools in North or South Dakota. This weekend, the remaining 16 teams begin their 3-week series of elimination games to reach 2 final teams. Each week, the highest-seeded FCS team is going to host a lower-seeded competitor all the way into the semifinals. And that means some really lengthy December journeys into the frigid upper Midwest as the 4 top-seeded teams, yep, are all located in North and South Dakota. Talk about your ultimate home field advantage. The FCS title game is going to take place on Monday, January 6th at 7 p.m. in Frisco, Texas, located just north of Dallas, and televised, of course, by ESPN. Now let's talk about the Division II playoffs. They're underway as well. The Division II is a limited scholarship, meaning a maximum of 36 scholarships for football, and they feature 23 conferences. After playing a 10-game regular season schedule, the Division II playoffs have 28 teams in their field. The top 4 teams received a first-round bye. The title game for the Division II playoffs will be played in McKinney, Texas, that's also in Dallas, on Saturday, December 21st at 1 p.m. Central on ESPN2. Last year, Harding University of Searcy, Arkansas took home the NCAA Division II trophy, and this year the Bisons are back. Now 11-1 this year, they have already won 2 playoff games. Harding will travel to Big Rapids, Michigan this weekend to play Ferris State on Saturday, December 7th. The 10-1 Ferris State Bulldogs won the D2 championship back in 2021 and 2022, so this is going to be a terrific matchup between the current and previous champions. Now, last but not least, the non-scholarship Division III playoffs are also underway. Much like the NCAA's Division II, teams competing in this non-scholarship Division III play a 10-game regular season schedule prior to their playoffs. But the D3 playoffs are rather unique. After an opening round featuring 16 playoff games, Those survivors meet 24 well-rested competitors in round number two. This bloated 40-team playoff field, the Division II winner might have to play as many as six additional games after the regular season to win the championship. The NCAA's Division III title game is going to be televised on Sunday, January 5th on ESPN. Last year, the State University of New York Cortland Red Dragons won the title, yep, the Red Dragons, and they're 11-0 thus far in 2024. Those Red Dragons are coming in on a 23-game winning streak, and that's the longest in all divisions of college football. On Saturday afternoon, unbeaten Cortland will host 11-0 Springfield, Massachusetts in the quarterfinals, and something's gotta give. So lots of college football is to be played this weekend and throughout December into early January. Enjoy your college football playoffs. I'm Swamp Swami.